This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This has been, you might fairly say, the summer of surveillance with Edward Snowden and the NSA. And in fact, there are stories today in The Guardian and The New York Times about how good the government is getting at cracking encrypted communications online. Very good is the short answer. Retailers, as we all know, have been very good at tracking us for years. And this week, consumers can start to get a window into what exactly marketers know about us. One of the biggest data mining companies in the world, Axiom it's called, has a new service that will show people some of the details it has collected on them. Our reporter Stacey Vanek Smith got her data mined for us for a story a couple of years ago, so we sent her back not too long ago to get mined again to see how things have changed.
Ads on my Facebook page, discount Coach handbags, an amazing miracle diet, Tom's shoes, and pepper spray. That seemingly motley selection has actually been carefully curated by Facebook based on what the site knows about me.
What's amazing is when you target an ad at the right person, results go up 1,000+%.
Russell Glass is the CEO of Bizzo, a data profiling company that helps clients like American Express, Mercedes, and IBM reach business professionals. It uses information it gathers from more than 3,000 sites across the web.
They're sending us information like, oh, this is this person's title and company name, whether they're going to business sites or they're going to social media like Facebook or LinkedIn.
Bizzo takes that information and builds a data profile.
Well, yes, I found your birthday. You know, I know that you're 30-something.
Stephen Cobb is a data researcher with ESET, an online security company. Using just my name, Cobb set off on a kind of data scavenger hunt to build a profile of me. And I'm 36, by the way.
I had the building you're in, the unit that you're in. Then I looked into what you do online.
Cobb says most of us use the same username for all of our online accounts. Once he figured out mine, he quickly found my online hangouts, Twitter, eBay, LinkedIn.
You do have this very strong interest in movies and TV. That was shown by the multiple services that you've subscribed to, which I think is all of the main TV and streaming video sites.
You know, my last data profile said this too. And can I just say one more time, for the record, that I do not watch that much television. I'm reading Middlemarch. Anyway, it got a whole lot creepier.
A more detailed map of who your friends are that you hang out with most often. You like eating at the In-N-Out Burger. You like Imogen Heap.
What the hell?
And also sitting on the sand with friends.
It's going on.
Wait, is that from the picture I took with Heather like 5 years ago?
I hesitated to mention that it was Heather, but yes, that is Heather.
Okay, that did not come up in 2010. But there is a lot more data out there now, and data profilers can cross-reference their data with data from other profilers, like Axiom, one of the giants, which slots us all into one of 70 consumer groups. 3 years ago, I was a savvy single.
I found that you fit into cluster number 29, a middling single. Don't take it personally.
Oh my God.
So you are markedly single, childless, and urban.
Markedly single? What is that supposed to mean?
And you might enjoy this. As residents in the nation's biggest cities, this group enjoys a rich cultural existence. Hopefully you are enjoying a rich cultural existence.
I am! I do not just watch television.
And you mix an extensive amount of travel, museum visits, and the arts with bar hopping and dancing.
So basically, I'm an alcoholic, vaguely artistic, couch potato spinster. As much as I might not like my data profile, as far as marketers are concerned, Stacey Vanek Smith, middling single, is the only Stacey Vanek Smith they want to know. And increasingly, they all want to know, says Bizzo's Russell Glass.
In the first few years, we had to work really hard to help people understand what a targeted ad was. And today, people are coming to us saying, hey, we want to target ads at business people.
Data profiling is already a $30 billion a year business and growing fast. So I can expect to see more tailored ads for miracle diets and cheap designer handbags and all of the other things that middling singles need to keep middling on. Actually, a little bar hopping sounds pretty good right about now. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
What you say? Mm, that is what we need.
You can find out what marketers know about you with our consumer profiler. It's online at marketplace.org. Some notes keep falling out your mouth. It's sweet.